Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Tes Omud Aleph, and we're continuing in Simen Samach Hei, which deals with some of the laws of Kriyat Shema, and what do you do if you walk into a shul and they're saying Kriyat Shema. And we begin with Sif Beis, where the Mechaber writes, Kora Kriyat Shema. If a person has already read the Kriyat Shema, and now v'nichnas lebeis haknesses, and he enters into a shul, u'matzu tzibur shekorim kriyat shma, and the tzibur is up to the reading of kriyat shma, so what should he do? The tzibur is accepting upon itself ol malchus shemayim, the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they're saying the kriyat shma, so therefore tzarich likro simoim pasuk rishon, so he should read along with them, say Shema Yisrael along with them, at least the first pasuk, the Mechaber says. And as we'll see, this includes Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. Why? So it shouldn't appear, chas v'shalom, that he doesn't wish to also accept upon himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion, and by saying it along with them, he's showing that he does. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'hu adin and hu b'veis haknesses. Likewise, if he's in shul, V'omer divrei tachanunim o'psukim b'mokom shvar sholiv sok. And he's saying whatever he's saying in the shul where he is allowed to interrupt. He's saying some tehillim, he's saying some psukim, he's learning, whatever the situation may be, where there is no problem with him interrupting. And the tzibur is up to kriyashma, so he should interrupt what he's doing and say kriyashma with him. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, "Abel hu asuk b'makom she'eno rasha l'sok." If he's in the middle of davening, for example, where he's not permitted to interrupt, for example, kagon mivaruch shamar ve'elech, if he's already started the baracha of psukei d'zimru, saying baruch shamar and onwards, so then lo yafsik. The Mechaber says he shouldn't interrupt to say kriyat shema along with the tzibur because he's not allowed to interrupt. What should he do? He still doesn't want to look like he's not accepting all Malchus Shemayim with them. Elo yomar ha-tevel shu'omer b'shoa sha'atzibur omim pasuk rishon b'nigun ha-tzibur. So we should allow that person to show and demonstrate that he's saying with the tzibur, even though he's not, by singing whatever he's saying with the nigun of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. So he says, Baruch she'omar, or something like that. Obviously, in a place where he's not allowed to interrupt, he should just say along the words so somebody listening would think that he's also saying the Kriyat Shema with the Tzibur to accept upon himself the Yoke of Shemayim, and he doesn't exclude himself from this very important concept. As the Mechaber says, Shia Nira, it appears to anybody watching, Kilu Kore Imohem, as if he's reading along with them, and this way he doesn't exclude himself, and somebody should Chas V'Shalom think that he doesn't wish to accept upon himself the Yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the entire Siv base. Now the Mishnah Berurah and the Dirshu footnotes add a tremendous amount. So we start the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches, and he writes, V'kol Shekein, certainly, im lo kora dayin. We started off by the Mechaber telling us that if you've already read Kriyat Shema, so you were Yotzei Kriyat Shema, so then, even then, you should still say it along with the Tzibur. And now the Mishnah Berurah says, and certainly, if you haven't yet said Kriyat Shema yourself, you're davening at a later minion, and you're walking in on the earlier minion who's saying Kriyat Shema, that Tzarech Likras HaPasuk HaRishon, you should say the Pasuk HaRishon along with them. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, but don't have in mind. Now, the language that the Mechaber uses is do not have kavana to be yotzei. In Dirshu footnote number 15, he has a whole discussion over here, goes back and forth. Does the Mishnah Berurah over here mean to say that a person, as long as he doesn't have positive kavana, automatically is not yotzei? Or is the Mishnah Berurah saying over here that you should have a negative kavana? And he concludes, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, who says that the Mishnah Berurah over here is saying the kavana that a person should have is yechavin shelo lotzeis. You should specifically have in mind, I do not wish to be yotzei. If you don't say anything, then you would be yotzei, according to Chaim Kanievsky, and this is based upon the concept that we've brought down in a number of places before, that the kavana is automatically, as soon as you intended to say it, the kavana is not essential. It's preferable, but it's not essential. And only with a negative kavana, I do not wish to be yotzei, can a person not be yotzei. This is somewhat controversial. Some disagree with this. Why not be yotzei now? Because since the minyan he's going to is also going to be davening in the Zman Kriyat Shema proper time, kivin she'ein lo tefillin b'rosho, he's now not wearing tefillin, he just walked into shul. As we already pointed out previously, and in Dirshu footnote number 16, he gives us all the makomos. For this, we've said that a person is ki'ilu made edu sheker al atzmo if he doesn't say Kriyat Shema while he's wearing tefillin. Albeit, if there's no alternative, he certainly should and is allowed to, but here he has an alternative, so have in mind not to be yotzei at this point in time. Furthermore, He's now saying it, as the Mishnah Berurah says, v'gam yeh below brachos. He would be yotze in the suboptimal fashion by not saying the brachos of Kriyat Shema along with the Kriyat Shema, as we've already pointed out in Siman Mem Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, ayin sham, go look over there for that reminder that a person should ideally be yotze the Kriyat Shema with the brachos before and after the Kriyat Shema. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'nira li, da'afilu hum etzlo kodem birchas haTorah. Person walks into shul, he hasn't even said birchas haTorah, and the tzibur is up to Kriyat Shema. Even in that situation, he's allowed to say Kriyat Shema with them. Kivun she'ena omer apostle l'shem libud. He's not really learning Kriyat Shema. He just wants to show and demonstrate that he's part of the tzibur and is also accepting upon himself omachu shemayim. Rak shebazei yizar shelo yomar yosef iposuk rishon. Only in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't say anything else, because you can demonstrate and show that you're part of the tzibur, accepting upon yourself yoke of shemayim. If you say more than that, then that's limud haTorah, and that would not be allowed before you say birchas haTorah. Sifkat and test. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if you find the tzibur is shekor in Kriyat Shema. Now this is talking, the Mechaber was talking about when they were reading the Kriyat Shema as part of the regular part of the davening. But the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin sha'ar dover sha'tzibur omrim. He says the same din applies not only to Kriyat Shema, but other specific paragraphs. For example, kigon, tehila l'david. If you walk in when the tzibur is saying ashrei, you're supposed to say ashrei along with them. Or aleinu l'shabeach. Or if they're saying aleinu, you should say aleinu with them. Kore imohem, you should say it with them. Why shekain derech eretz? Because this is proper. They're saying these very important philos, and it's improper if you don't say along with them. Here, the Dirshu footnotes 17 through 19 tell us a lot of very other interesting halachos. In 17, he writes, im omeid be'emtza amiras psukah nezimra. If a person is in the middle of psukah nezimra, so he brings down the ketzos ha-shulchan, and as well, the Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, Shalo Yomar Imam Aleinu Shabeach. Because you're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of the Pesukah the Zimra, so you shouldn't say Aleinu at that point in time. At other points in time where you can interrupt, you should say Aleinu. Furthermore, Im Kishasim Shmona Esrei Hatzibar Imam Aleinu Shabeach, you daven a slower Shmona Esrei, or you came late, whatever the situation may be, and you're now up to Tachton, and they're up to Aleinu. So he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Ain tzarech lomar imam aleinu shabeach. You shouldn't have anything interrupt with you from the tachnun to the shmona esrei. It's very crucial that those two be connected, so don't interrupt with aleinu. And he brings down as well, this in the name of the kinei habosa. Furthermore, if you're saying ashru volutzion, you're davening a little bit slower than the tzibur, they're up to aleinu, and you're still in ashru volutzion. So he brings down also in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, she'ain tzarech lomar imam aleinu shabeach. You don't have to interrupt your saying of ashru volutzion to say aleinu with them. And then he further brings down, Harogilus Bala Benusach Ashkenaz. This is a very important question. It comes up all the time. If somebody is an Ashkenazi davening a Svarit Nusach Svarit Shul or vice versa, where Aleinu was said at different points. Ashkenazim say Aleinu before the Yom, Svadim say Aleinu at the end of the davening based upon the Arizal. So if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz normally, and now you're in a Shul where they say Aleinu at the end, so you said Aleinu after Volatzion, and then the tzibur is going to say aleinu in a minute or two or three later on. What should you do? Do you repeat aleinu or not? So he brings down over here that lechatrila, don't say aleinu in your normal place. Wait to say aleinu till the end of davening along with the tzibur. Similarly, a svaradi, a person nusach svard, davening in an Ashkenazi shul, should say aleinu at the point of uvalutzion, at the completion of uvalutzion, where the Ashkenazim say it and not wait till the end of davening to say it there. That's the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as well as the opinion of Rav Al Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman does add that if you did say Aleinu as an Ashkenazi, then don't repeat it again. You don't have to repeat it again when they're at the end of the davening saying Aleinu again. However, he brings down a different opinion. The Shelus Tshuvas Or L'Tzion says she ben Sfarad hamispalo beveisach knesses shemispalam benusach Ashkenaz yomer aleinu shabeach im atzibur should say the aleinu with the tzibur, and then he should repeat it again at the end of davening in the normal place that he says it, as is the custom from the Arizal. Furthermore, im omeid b'tfila b'mokum shelo yochol lomar imam aleinu l'shabeach, if he is in a place where he's not able to say aleinu, it's an interruption. So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Ketos HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan, who say, Tzorich l'chroa imam kishomrim v'anachnu korim. So even though he can't say Aleinu with them, the entire tzibur is bowing down and saying, we bow down to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he should bow down with them. That's not an interruption. That's not a problem. Shelo yeh nireh kekofer b'mi shatzibur kor mishpachem lo. So it doesn't look like, I don't bow down to Hashem. So this way he demonstrates, again, his allegiance to the tzibur, to the concept that they're davening and bowing to Hashem. However, Chaim Kanievsky brings down, ein tzorich l'chroa imohem, because he says, not everybody's davening at the same pace. So it doesn't look like he's not davening with them. People who are davening at different paces, so some are bowing, some are not. It doesn't look like he's not bowing with them. Mistama, I would add on my own, that if the tzibur sings Aleinu, as is accustomed in some shuls that they sing Aleinu, and they're all saying, v'anachnu korim mishtachavim umodim, so then if the person is not bowing down along with the tzibur, I would assume that even Chaim Kanievsky would say in that situation that that demonstrates that he doesn't wish to bow down along with the tzibur, and that would be a problem. In Tirshu footnote number 18, he writes that when you say Shema Yisrael in the Kedusha of Musaf, what's the din there? Is that similar? You walk into a shul and they're saying the Kedusha Shema Yisrael, do you have to say it with them if you're davening in a different minyan, if you're not part of that tzibur? So he brings down from Yashiv, who says, Shagam hi bichlal posuk rishon shel kriyas shema. This has the same status, even though they're not formally accepting upon themselves Omachu Shemayim by the saying of the Shema and the Kedusha of Musaf. He says, you should say it along with the Tzibur, unless again you're in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt. And he says, this is the opinion as well as the Aruch HaShulchan. Likewise, when you say Shema Yisrael, when you take out the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Yashiv says that one should say it along with the people, even though you're not davening with that Tzibur. Not everybody agrees with this. The end of the footnote brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Ein Nohagim Shiyomar Rimoim Shema Yisrael B'Kedusha Shem Musaf. You don't have to say along with them the Shema if they're in the Kedusha of Musaf, you're not davening with them. And likewise, the Shema Yisrael when they take out the Sefer Torah, and also the Shema Yisrael in other parts of the davening, for example, Yom Kippur Katan, and many suggest as well the Shema that's found in the Korbanos section of the davening. He also points out that if the tzibur is davening after the zman of Kriyas Shema, it's a late minyan, and unfortunately it's a minyan that is davening after the zman of Kriyas Shema, so he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Olu Tzion, Ein Tzorich L'Kro Imoyim. Then in that situation, he's not obligated to say the Shema along with them. If he's sitting there in the room and learning, and he could interrupt, he's not obligated to interrupt to say the Shema with them. Kivin She'ein Korin Oso Mishu Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. They're not really reading it for the Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. That's been passed. They're only reading it Kedei L'Spal Mitoch Devei Torah, to fulfill the idea that before he says Shema Nesra, you should learn some Torah. Ve'enu Nechshav She'enu Rotsa L'Kabul Lovol Machos Shemaim Matzibur. So it doesn't appear in this situation, because they're not accepting upon themselves O Machos Shemaim, so it's not a problem if he doesn't say it along with them. Finally, the issue footnote number 19 brings down Le'inyin Chiyav Amiris Kedusha in Matzibur. Just as a general concept, does one have to say the Kedusha with the Tzibur? We just said the Shema in the Kedusha of Musaf, you may or may not have to say along with them. What about the entire Kedusha? So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Sigris Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, Shumi Ikra Din, Velo Rak Minach Derech Eretz. There, you have an obligation to say the Kedusha, as opposed to all these other things that we've been talking about, where it's just proper Derech Eretz. And he says the reason the difference is as follows. Kriyas Shema is a chiyuv for each person to say it in the morning and night. When you yotze the chiyuv, you don't have to technically do it with anybody else. No, it's derech eretz to do it when other people are doing it as well. So you shouldn't, so to say, remove yourself from the tzibur that is acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the kedusha, that's an ikar din to be mekadesh shem shemayim with the tzibur every single time that they say it. And therefore, that chova can be even 100 times a day and not like Kriyas Shema, which is just once in the morning and once at night. And then he points out as well for the Yud Gimel Midos that we say during the Slichos. So Rav Moshe Feinstein there over there says as well, Zo Tvila, this Tvila is for Rachamim, and technically you wouldn't have to say it along with the Tzibur. However, he suggests that you do say it along with the Tzibur. He says, Ha'olam Na'aguli Omrim, why? He says, the reason is as follows, a beautiful reasoning, Shekakol HaTzibur Godol Yoseh, the larger the Tzibur is, the more people that are saying it, Misorim Rachmi Shemayim Al Mispalim. It's more successful, so to say, in Shemayim, you have hundreds of people rather than only 50 people, so the more people that are saying it, that somehow increases the power in Shemayim of the tefillah, and therefore he suggests that you say it along with the tzibur, even if you're not davening with them. A very beautiful idea. And finally, the last point in this footnote, he brings down when the tzibur is saying the modim derabbanan, and you aren't part of the tzibur. So what should you do? So you're allowed to answer, and if you're in a place where you can't answer, so the Mishnah Berurah later on says, you should bow down. Like with Elena, you should bow down when they're saying modim, even if you can't say it. and this is only the first three words, modim anachnu loch. You don't have to say the rest of the modim, but if you can say it, you can. You're allowed to, certainly. But if you can't say even the modim anachnu loch, because it's a hefsik, so at least bow down, shelo yireh kikofer im lo yishtachav imoim. So it doesn't look like you're not believing in that you're not bowing down and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not saying the words. So if you bow down, you're demonstrating that you also agree with this idea. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kora Kriyat Shema V'nichnas L'Beis HaKnesses. Again, similar idea to Sif Beis. The person has already read Kriyat Shema, and now he enters the shul, Umotzo Tzibur Shekorim Kriyat Shema, and he finds a Tzibur in the middle of reading Kriyat Shema. Tov Shikari Marim Kol Kriyat Shema. He should not only read the first Pasuk, but if it's an ideal world, if he has the ability to, he should read the entire Kriyat Shema with them, V'yikabel Schar Kikori B'Torah, and he'll get the Schar as if he's a person learning Torah. The Ramah says, Aval Einu Chayiv Rak B'Pasuk Rishon K'moshin Hizbar. But as we've already explained, and we'll explain later on as well, the essential component is really only the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, and as we've already brought down several times, and as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud brings down, V'gam Baruch Shein Kvo Machos Olyon V'Ed is always included in that. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Yud and says, the Das of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir HaGra, Tzarech Likrosimom Kol Kriyat Shema. He recommends that you say the entire Kriyat Shema. However, he does point out, if you're in a place where you're not allowed to be Mavsik, Omnam B'Psukid Zimra, near the Ein L'Hachmir Yosim Pasuk Rishon, then you're not allowed to say more than the first Pasuk because it's a Hefsik. Because as we've already pointed out, the Mechaber holds you're not supposed to interrupt anything more than the first Pasuk when you're saying Kriyat Shema, and therefore it is preferable if you're in the middle of Pasuk of the Zimra to follow the stricter opinion and only say the first Pasuk of Shema as well as Baruch Shem for Machusol. Sivkat Nidalef, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'ha'achronim kosvu, the bebirchas baruch sh'ama v'yishtabach u'besukhi dezimra, yesh lahavse, k'dei lekabal omach u'shamayim imatzibur, that one should interrupt even in the middle of the psukhi dezimra to say Shema Yisrael. As we pointed out, avol bebrocho shel kriyashma, v'chein bein prokim lo yavse klal. But if they're in the brochos of the kriyashma, or they're in the kriyashma itself, even bein haprokim lo yavse klal, then you shouldn't interrupt. What should you do? Yomar osam atevus benigun kamosha tzibur omim kriyashma. As we pointed out previously, in your place, you're not allowed to interrupt. So say what you're saying in the nigun of kriyashma. Shema Yisrael. Say that nigun for whatever psukim you're saying, and that would be, in that situation, the optimal way for you to show that you're including yourself in the tzibur's acceptance of Ol Malchus Shemayim. Finally, Dirshu, footnote number 23, points out, does a person have to cover up his eyes if he's saying the Kriyat Shema to show and demonstrate he's part of the Tzibur's acceptance of Ol Malchus Shemayim? So he brings down the name of various poskim, including the Rivam Shnaituch, the Kaf HaChayim, and Ragon Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Sheish Laniach Yodav Alinov, Yachad Matzibur. You should put your eyes, hands over your eyes, to demonstrate that you're participating in this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And he says, as well, some suggest that you should also hold the tzitzis. He brings down, however, from the Eishel Avrami B'Chach, Einu Tzarech, this you don't have to do. Why? Because everybody knows you're really only saying the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, even though some suggest you say the entire Kriyat Shema, but you're really only demonstrating your acceptance of Ol Malchus Shemayim by saying the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, which doesn't require one to hold the tzitzis. That concludes today's shiur.